வணக்கம் நேயர்களே, வெல்கம் பேக் டு another எபிசோட் ஆன் வடபோச்சே தமிழ் பாட்காஸ்ட். வி ஆர் நவ் அவைலபிள் ஆன் மோஸ்ட் ஸ்ட்ரீமிங் பிளாட்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் விச் இஸ் ஸ்பாடிஃபை, யூடியூப், ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஆர் எந்த பாட்காஸ்ட் பிளாட்ஃபார்மில் நீங்கள் கேட்குறதா இருந்தாலும் நீங்கள் அதை கேட்டுக்கலாம்.
நம்மளை சோஷியல் மீடியாவில் நீங்கள் ஃபைண்ட் பண்ணலாம் அட் வடபோச்சே தமிழ் பாட்காஸ்ட், இன்ஸ்டாகிராம் அண்ட் டிக்டாக். லீவ் அஸ் அ காமெண்ட், மெசேஜ் அனுப்புங்க, ஏதாவது ஃபீட்பேக் இருந்தாலும் சொல்லுங்க, வில் டெஃபினெட்லி ரிப்ளை டு யூ கைஸ். So please reach out to us and let's have a conversation going. Enjoy the show. Like I said, I found it disheartening because all these things are happening intrinsically, right? Mm. People don't give a shit about that. They only take whatever you are at face value. And the reason why before you could say, I could say big friendly Jair, right, is because I went through that before also. And I went through the extreme of that. I said, oh, you're so funny. Ah, blah, blah, blah. They were attractive. They will associate with that.
Yeah.
And last time it was just, oh, big cuddly teddy bear. I want to be your friend. that's just a common thing. And the, you know what's the sucky part? Young age, like, when a girl calls you, oh, big friendly teddy bear, you take it as, yes, the girl might like me. Because... Little do you know that she doesn't give a shit about you. She'll come to you for jokes and go to the other guy.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I learned that at a very early age. But anyways, carry on.
No, it's true.
I know.
Because people look at it as, funny enough, I don't know why people, it's just templates. The reason why I go by the word template is because you see, நான் அனுபவிச்ச இது and your நீ அனுபவிச்ச இது is exactly the same, like word for word.
அழு ரெண்டாதுக்கு.
It's like word for word. So... And number one thing, we are just molded to think a certain way, you see. That's the point.
The way you look at, you know, kadal masculinity, ambla and IP, all that. It sucks.
I think number one thing, a few episodes ago, I don't know how long ago, but I remember talking about this, everything comes down to fertility.
Yeah.
We talked about it, right?
I think we did.
What makes a man or woman more attractive?
Perceived to be more fertile.
I think, right, if we scope down all the way, right, we go back to like the bare bones. Apparently, higher body fat does make you less fertile.
Yeah. It's true.
So perhaps that could be one of the reasons. Yeah. Now that I realize, okay, wait, is it because of fertility or what? We don't realize all these things, you know. It's
everything is surface level. Number ella pesrappa is.
And nondi paakumbodhu dhaan you realize the causes of this thing.
But have you all treated other people differently just because they look different?
What do you mean by
looking different? Yeah, I have.
What do you mean by look different?
maybe a clothing sense la paatha maybe it's not up to the local or the standard of what you perceive to be normal. Or maybe they don't look as
No. I admit I have one friend. I didn't treat him differently, but I rabak disturb him. Mm. I have a friend who had elephant pants to eat biryani with us. அன்னைக்கு நான் முடிவு பண்ணிட்டேன்.
Hey, I got a confidence to pull it off.
Because to me, how I treat people is how you treat me lah. You treat me like shit, I'll treat you like shit. You treat me like a friendly giant, I will treat you like a friendly giant. Well, I mean, yeah, it's like na kannadi mari la.
எனக்கு வந்து ஐ வில் ஹேவ் டெம்டேஷன்ஸ் டு ட்ரீட் டெம்டேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் லைக் இன்ஸ்டிங் டு ட்ரீட் த பர்சன் டிஃப்ரெண்ட்லி. பட் ஏன்னு தெரியல, ஐ ஹேவ் ஒரு பிறந்ததுலே லைக் ஐ ஹேவ் திஸ் ஹை, மேபி வென் காட் மீட் மீ ரைட், ஹி புட் அ லாட் ஆஃப் லைக் கம்பேஷன் அண்ட் எம்பத்தின்னு போட்டிருக்காங்க. ஸோ ஆஃப்டர் தட் ஐ வில் மேக் அன் எஃபர்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் why is he like that, or why is he dressed in a certain way. So end product on that, I don't treat him differently.
Maybe one more thing, like I generally also like I tend to go over with how I treat people. So Over? I'm sometimes too nice.
Oh, too nice.
Yeah.
I can be too nice also.
Yeah. I think we all...
I used to be too nice.
Yeah.
Tip. Hmm. Maybe to answer your question, I did answer it too.
Yeah.
It depends. Pudu alaranda, I think you start on a more serious note if you dress better to me. Because I have less material to make fun of you of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's solely the reason. Poga poga, I'll find a reason to make fun of you.
And no, I want to add one point here, right? I'm going to make fun, disturbs, and the fat jokes. I'll not solely do it. Isn't this in context where we understand each other's
banter?
It's banter. Yeah, we will not go to a random stranger and, like, hey. We don't do that. I think that's rude.
I honestly firmly believe that. Okay, if let's say moon pay around, we put three other people in front. Whereas I might find ugly, you might not find ugly.
Yeah.
Whereas you might find ugly, I might not find ugly. So yeah. It's honestly subjective. So
yeah.
Whereas I won't go and say ugly. I'll say not my type.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in the term ugly per se.
But
to answer the question, I would say. You probably start on a more serious note with me. Ana terinji, then you dress better. Is I will either learn from you or I will make fun of that.
Yeah, elephant that pen. Sounds pretty much like you.
Yeah. Elephant pants.
I will probably do both.
Yeah. fun fact, well, I don't have any fun plans because one thing they tear very easily. You just wear them normally. They happen to just
as in like worn. worn out
and then the seam will start separating.
It's cheap, right? It was
very cheap. $5 or $6 and
so. But it's comfortable.
It's very comfortable. It's freaking comfortable. Yeah.
So career-wise, do you think it's easier to get promotions? Okay, let's just talk about layman terms. A good-looking guy and a good-looking girl. Who gets better treatment at work?
Good-looking girl, I presume.
I say as long as you're good-looking. Skill, don't get me wrong, skills plays a huge part as well. But I think in general terms, as long as you're good-looking, regardless whether you're a guy or girl, you climb up the ladder faster.
I think it depends on who's in management. Okay, I think it can go both ways. Okay, with a good looking girl, I'm going to talk. Okay, this is going to sound rumba or a. Not term news, panla.
Superficial.
Superficial, crude, objectifying, and my basically. Okay, this is not my views. This is not my views about good looking people. I think this is society's views on good looking people. Yeah, exposure. Like. So correct me if I'm wrong. I think guy or girl or I can go both ways. So let's talk about girls. I think girls but the romba good looking, you can get preferential treatment. Like people might like just treat you better, give you promotions and do you more favors and the mari. But at the same time, romba aragarkane, they can also not take you seriously. They can take you as like eye candy and no matter what you do, you're just a pretty girl. Well, I கவனம் கொடுக்க மாட்டாங்க ஒரு அழகான கேர்ளோட பெர்ஸ்பெக்டிவ்ல இருந்து ஐம் ஜஸ்ட் ட்ரை இமேஜின் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ பட் நீ இவ்வளோ கஷ்டப்பட்டு வேலையை செய்கிற அண்ட் பீப்புள் டோன்ட் நோட்டீஸ் யூ ஃபார் யோர் ஒர்க் டே நோட்டீஸ் யூ ஃபார் யோர் லுக் ஸோ நீ ஷுட் பி டிஸ்ஹார்ட்டனிங் பிகாஸ் யூர் புட்டிங் யோர் ஹார்ட் அண்ட் சோல் அண்ட் யோர் டைம் அண்ட் எஃபர்ட் ஸோ ஐ பெர்சீவ் தட் கேன் பி ஒரு டவுன் சைட் ஒரு காயாக இருந்தால் திஸ் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் மை அப்சர்வேஷன்ஸ் If let's say your manager's a guy, if you're a good-looking guy and your stature is bigger than your supervisor's, you can be perceived as a threat.
You'll be perceived as a threat, yes.
You'll be perceived as a threat because guys, when they want to be the alphas, leaders in our circle. If you are already the king, quote-unquote king there, and somebody's coming there who looks possibly like going to knock you out, you'll somewhat dampen that person. Either that or you respect the person's drive and you take them under your wing because you want to be associated with them. So you can go both ways for both people. But guys, I don't think the thing will come where I think guys are just not wired to think that if he is being objectified, it's a bad, is as bad as a woman being objectified. To some extent, guys got the ego boost in it.
Correct.
Based on what I've seen, lah. Like, I don't mind, like, for myself, I don't mind initially people, I wouldn't say objectifying, but for, if let's say I interact with a person 10 times, maybe the first 2 times I can entertain physical content. If every interaction after that becomes about physical content, I get very annoyed. Because then I feel like, okay, wait, I'm not just a gym guy, I'm like, there's actually a person here. Because I have interactions with people, right? Every time they see, oh, you gym, like, every time it's like, I'm say thinking, I say, I'm more than that. I
got to go, Pirat. எனக்கு அதே இது ஆனா எனக்கு வேற
கோபிநாத் அது வந்து அவர் வந்து ஏதோ ஒரு ஷோல பண்ணுவார்ல
இல்ல இஸ் வசுராஜா
ஓ கோபி
I was just watching the movie so.
No, it is true. He gets annoying after a certain time when someone associates you with just that one thing. Cause
Yeah,
maybe நீங்கள் அந்த ஒரு இதில் வந்து நீங்கள் நல்லா செஞ்சுருக்கலாம் இல்லை அந்த ஒரு தப்பை வந்து ஒரு வாட்டி செஞ்சுருக்கலாம்
பட்
யூ கேன் பி அசோசியேட்டிங் தட் பர்சன் வித் தட் ஒன் சிங்கிள் யூ கேன் பி டைங்கிங் டவுன் தட் பர்சன் வித் தட் ஒன் சிங்கிள் திங் ஐ திங்க் தட்ஸ்
ரிடிகுலஸ்
ஸோ ஐ கெஸ் வீ கேன் போஃப் வி ஆல் அக்ரி தட் இஸ் மோஸ்ட் லைக்லி ப்ரெஃபரன்ஷியல் ட்ரீட்மெண்ட் மோஸ்ட் லைக்லி பார்க்க நல்லா இருந்தால் ப்ரெஃபரன்ஷியல் ட்ரீட்மெண்ட் கிடைக்கும் மோஸ்ட் லைக்லி பட் அது வந்து ஒரு உறுதியான ஒரு இது இல்லை அது
there's still some both ways there's still some subjectiveness to it but it can go both ways like you say
it's not a neutral thing lah
so the last point நம்ம வந்து friends பத்தி பேசியாச்சு
கரியர் பத்தி பேசியாச்சு yes
காதல்
does
looks play a part
I think in the segment ல இருந்து is this is where looks play the most part in the initial stages of of courting / dating tissue venuma
dey aircon da
yeah very cold today
na idu kalula aircon
solra
ivan thana solikittunna
no I just made an initial point la you feel free to add on
I agree. So recently, like I'll share a bit of my experience, right? I was on dating apps and all that, and I realized like actually look like I was scrolling through, and then it got me thinking where you have to look a certain way in order for that person to swipe you.
Yeah,
I've come to a realization that nobody's giving a shit about your bio and all that. Fuck that. No, I'm sorry.
All about that.
இங்க வந்து யாராச்சும் வந்து நான் பயோ படிச்சுட்டு தான் உங்களுக்கு ஸ்வைப் பண்ணேன் சிறுப்பால அடிப்பேன் சத்தியமா எவனும் அதை பண்றது இல்ல
I have
புரிஞ்சுட்டு பட் to me like it seems very superficial with the idea that you look at a person you look oh yung alaga raga and then you go down and you swipe and he's
go
like
down
huh
and they sort of
day
so man
yeah so the it, to me it's like there's a sense of fakeness to it like I don't know.
I don't think it's fake. I do not feel it's not.
That's as real as it gets.
Yeah, you have to look presentable because it's going to be the face that you wake up to every day. So, no, seriously. So, they don't care about looks, but people do care about looks. It's the first thing that they care about.
We are wired.
Wired to care about looks.
Sorry, but I'm like stupid thoughts.
Yeah, I can
put
guess.
A pillow. What pillow? Huh? Oh, much pretty glass. Sadistic doctor.
Sadistic.
No, but yeah. So I've come to a conclusion that actually looks play a huge part when it comes to other.
200% da. Nee.
Unfortunately.
You know that Sherlock Holmes was wrong. ஈராயிரத்தி 24 ஆண்டுகள்ல முறை தர ஒரு மனுஷன் இதை
கண்டுபிடிச்சிருக்கான் 200% Do you agree?
He agreed, lah.
I agree. It's a sad truth. But it's just number...
I think it's part of everything.
Yeah, but I mean...
Sorry. I find it sad because I think there is more to look... There's more to a person than just looks. It is true. But then you also have a valid point.
Mm.
You want to wake up next to this person.
Every day, yes.
I think it's sad because society la vandu beauty ku standards irukku, unfortunately. Mm. And set by media, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Culturally, veru padi irukku. But I think it's sad because and the orale in the society or the standards meet panlana, it's going to take... Their pool to find a partner is going to be much less compared to people who and the society standards la are considered good looking.
Mm.
So under vidathil na sadness I think biologically I'm wired one way, but the sadness from my perspective is due to the fact that there are standards.
The standards set by unrealistic standards set by certain people.
Yes.
So other standards vandu ellaru follow pannit irukanga.
Yeah.
In this modern day and age. That's his point. What I'm trying to say is that looks la pathina or it doesn't need doesn't have to be the extreme of like ivanga vandu in the measurement irundha dhaan then you look attractive.
That's extreme.
Body proportion in the measurement and they look very attractive. What I'm saying is that the person is so very pleasant to look at. You look at the person, you feel happy. I was referring in that
we get it.
But I think right, it's harder for a person and the society or the standards if they are okay. If let's say the society standards, a person is below the standard and person A is below standard, person B is at the standard.
Mm.
They both have plus 5 points for personality. Both have.
Mm.
Person B will be here, person A will be here still.
Mm.
I think that's the sad part.
Oh, so, people for
person A
B
to
la.
Reach like 80 marks, they need to do so much more.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the sadness.
The thing is, right, I think there's a lot more that...
But it's subjective.
Yeah.
Subjective. Yeah.
There's a lot more to it. Like, I think it should be what both brings to the table rather than just looks. I think that is the part where a lot of people...
Oh, yeah, that's 100%. Well, you can't purely go for looks. Yeah. Looks because...
It gets boring after a while, the looks.
Yeah. And no, not only boring, like after a certain age... Looks.
No, it matters, right? But
at the start.
Okay, I've met people right now, but I consider them very good looking, but sell a character traits, I did not find them attractive at all after that.
Mm,
no. Like I found them actually quite repulsive because of certain behavior traits that they shown, like Veliapona, the way they treat waiters, and those things, and the way they look down upon people who might be less fortunate. I've seen in the alley, if you look at his street, you'll look at him like, wow, very beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Pacey, I'm a lot of going to...
You realize actually...
The image I have of those people now is completely different.
Mm.
So looks can give you a good start, I would say, but ultimately comes down to you.
Yeah. How you carry yourself, I suppose.
One thing I want to add is, right, I sincerely believe in this. உங்களுக்கு வந்து வாழ்க்கையில் அது ஆச்சு லைக் ப்ளஸ்ஸாக ஒரு ஆஸ்பெக்டில் ஒரு ப்ளஸ்ஸாக இருந்தால் இன்னொரு ஆஸ்பெக்டில் வந்து உனக்கு மைனஸாக இருக்கும்.
எனக்கு சைஸ் ப்ளஸ்
சம்திங் லைக் தட் இஸ் வாட் பர்சனாலிட்டி ப்ளஸ்லாம்
எனக்கு சைஸ் ப்ளஸ்
ஓர் லைக் மேபி ஒருத்தனுக்கு கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ் வந்து ஸ்கையாக இருக்கும் பட் தென் அபிலிட்டி வைஸ் it can be anything. Maybe it's not as athletic or maybe it's not...
It just
works like that for everyone. Everyone has a strong point. Everyone has like their weak points.
There's a balance.
Everything is in equilibrium. Like, I sincerely believe this.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as perfection in my opinion.
Yeah, correct.
Same.
There's no perfection.
I've had this conversation at home a lot of times.
There's no perfection.
I believe that number one, they strive to be perfect, but we should never attain it. We should never attain it. If we do feel like we attained it, we stop working.
Yeah.
Because that's when it makes us less of a human and more of like a god. அப்பதான் உனக்கு வந்து லைக் அந்த ஆணவம் அந்த எல்லாமே தலைக்கு மேல ஏறும் த மூமெண்ட் யூ திங்க் யுவர் பெர்ஃபெக்ட்
திமுரு திமுரு
But
if you look at the rules of the, okay, so the Satanic Temple, and Satanists, there's an association that Satanists pray to Lucifer. They don't actually.
The modern Satanists, they don't know.
Yeah. So there's a group, like a small subgroup that they are not actually very mainstream. Satanists, they are not the ones who actually pray to Lucifer, Satan, all that. They are meant to be anti-establishment, which means that they are actually call themselves Satanists, but they don't pray to anyone associated with hell. They just... society solidening in the Marathar, but they want to do this.
Yeah.
So that's why they call themselves Satanists, because technically society like Namari Paranga will never associate them with being Satanists. And one of the I watched a vlog recently. One of the rules was actually one of the unwritten codes that among a lot of group learned that was have pride but not arrogance. So the idea is to be confident about yourself, but not at the cost of others. So that was the thing that I, like, if you say stereotypically that what a group is associated, like arrogance, like it's a sin, like technically. Arrogance, that's, I think that's called pride, right?
The extreme.
One of the seven sins.
And nearly we are not promoting Satanism or Satanists. This is just what you are.
I watched in a video, YouTube video. Now lunchtime later, I'm about to trip. And today I watched about the Concorde plane.
Yeah, I watched about Singapore Airlines and Concorde plane.
Oh, you're one of the first airlines to own it.
It was interesting.
But it's too noisy, that's why they had to scrap it.
They didn't scrap it because of that. They scrapped it because of the stupid DC-10 plane.
Yeah.
So the DC-10 plane, it took off just before one of the last Concorde flights, and there was debris from the DC-10 plane. The DC-10 plane, when you watch Aggress Investigation, you realize half the stupid planes from the crashes are from DC-10.
And another is a 787 recently.
Yeah. So the debris from there went into the jet engine. The Concorde is actually very safe.
Yeah.
One of the things about the Concorde that it breaks the sound barriers when it flies, which not a lot of planes do. And it soars at 50,000 feet, which is most planes now.
Like spy plane, actually, right?
Yeah. Now the planes are 38,000 commercial aviation, and goes to 1.8 to 2 Mach. So it breaks the sound barrier. I watched the vlog inside the plane at those times, those British Airways ones. It's not noisy in the plane. Earlier, that room booked man, because the plane is supersonic.
Yeah.
But it's actually very safe. It's not to do. But the problem was the economics, fuel.
Yeah, fuel.
Fuel was a huge cost for this airline. That's why they couldn't continue with. If I'm not wrong, they only 20 or 30 Concorde
ever made. Yeah.
But that's the same problem that they had with the 787, which is why 787 stopped production. And only 787? Delta Air. Boeing.
Yeah.
Delta Air was carrying it. I think it's still in the fleet now, but it will probably stop soon. A380 also stopped production already.
Yeah.
And it's in the fleet for most airlines. Because of the four engines.
Yeah, four engines. Yeah.
Because what the airlines know is that rendu engine layon planes park mudiyudhu. If you take out one engine, also the plane is still fly. Why do they want to waste the fuel on the four engines?
Correct.
So that's the reason why they are looking. But A380 is a damn nice plane.
I just saw one yesterday because I was in reserve.
You were in it, right? We took A380 to Scotland.
We were, did we?
Yeah, we did.
We did to Dubai.
Oh, yeah, we did. Coming back to
the point.
Okay, bye.
Topic.
Bye. We'll talk about aviation soon, I guess.
Aviation, next topic.
So does Luke play a huge part in the three aspects that we talk about? I think the answer is yes.
In plain truth.
Yes.
He's not just a body. He's actually more than a body. So. Hey.
He's a big friendly child.
Hey. I think I am. But yeah, thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.